We are not animals in competition with each other for survival, but rather spiritual beings connected to the source of our spiritual nature. Insights derived from RSMEs should result in empathy, the ability to feel with other spiritual or sentient beings. Many historical examples record such a growth in empathy, leading to major life changes. Generally, a basic character type is not changed. Rather, the experiencer's priorities are changed. But are such changes true only of mystics and otherwise especially spiritual persons? Evidence for changed lives. It should be of selective advantage for young children to be self-centered and relatively disinclined to perform altruistic acts based on personal principle. Sociobiologist Edward O. Wilson. Of the earliest emotions that even tiny babies display is, admirably enough, empathy. In fact, concern for others may be hardwired into babies' brains. Plop a newborn down next to another crying infant, and chances are both babies will soon be wailing away. Pat Wingert and Martha Brandt, Newsweek. In 2003, Hope Stout, a 12-year-old North Carolina girl, was fighting bone cancer, osteosarcoma. Officials from the Make-A-Wish Foundation came to ask her, amid family, flowers, and cards, to make a last wish to take her mind off her terminal illness. Would she perhaps like to attend a teen fashion show, have lunch with a movie idol, visit a resort? She asked, "How many children are waiting for wishes to be granted?" On learning that the agency was aware of 155 in her part of North Carolina, she declared, "Then my wish is to raise money to grant all of their wishes." Hope herself never made it to the extravaganza that was organized to raise the money, because she died a few days beforehand. But in an interview taped before her death, she explained, "I just saw that God had given me a whole lot, and I had already been to Disney World and stuff, but I figured a lot of other kids hadn't." Generally, empathy is a natural development in human beings, and a sense of God's presence leads to an increase in empathy, even in children. Indeed, Guardian columnist Roy Hattersley, who describes himself as an atheist, insists that atheism inhibits empathy.